Lecture number 10, the cinema in the 21st century. Well, finally, this final lecture, I left all the question mark, if you want, to this particular lecture, in which there are not that many things to assert, but there are question marks, there are uncertainties about the direction that not necessarily cinema, the direction that cinematography is going to take, or if you want more radically, to which direction our communities and society are going to go, driven by cinematography. So you have normally three kind of perspectives about, or three type of perspective about this. Number one, people who approach cinema and make a prediction grounded on social science or in physical science or natural science. Number two, you have people who from the media sector, from the other media, non-cinema, who make a prediction of what is going to be the future of cinema. And finally, the third type is the ones who are working in cinema, the people who are working in cinema, and who have a view about that. It's interesting to see that even when the people from the first group and the second more or less have an agreement about the possibilities for the futures, I mean, in technical terms, in technological terms, in consequence in terms of knowledge and so on, the group of the people working in cinema itself have a really quite opposite view. There are quite a debate within the people working in cinema basically what I'm trying to say is that there is a long way until people working in cinema can have an agreement about this, and I doubt that they are going to have ever. So in my view, what is important, there are three things who I would like to indicate as important thinking in the future. Number one is the loss of the time. Cinema, one of the consequences of cinema, or to be more precise, one of the consequences of the dominance of cinematography in our society is that we lost time. Time is not important anymore. And that makes us reversible. That makes us people who, at the same time, we are living the present, at the same time, we are living the past or the future. And I think this is a point to take on board. Normally, this idea of losing time was connected with science fiction or films who were connected with science fiction. Well, from the cinematographical point of view, I think this is not science fiction anymore. We are not talking about time traveling here. We are talking about the lost of on a universal scale about time. And of course, that brings us to the point of this course, which is, I think, this lost of time put us in a relation with space. The other aspect that I would like to comment as I connect it to the future in terms of cinematography is the idea of the, I call it, wire to the projector, to be clear. But what I think is that people think cinematographically more and more. And I'm not saying only that people use films to see things or to perceive things. I'm saying that people organize the knowledge in a cinematographical way. And this is quite radically. And this is relatively new. This has happened, in my view, in the last 15 and 20 years. And that's what I say, why is with the projector? Because in one way or the other, I believe there is no way back from this situation. Finally, the other aspect I think should be considered for for the future, to have a perspective about what can happen with cinema, is that we have more and more this idea that as more we travel, less we move. The perfect example is this beautiful book from Jules Verne, in which there is this submarine that they are traveling constantly, but because you are in a closed environment, you don't realize that you are moving. So the mobility is so excessive, is so fast, that at the end we are not moving anymore. We are like a sort of people fixed in one place who move no more around, basically. I mean, the disappearance of the idea of traveling is one of example of these. We translate ourselves into one place to the other, but we don't travel anymore. So what I'm saying to you again is this: the meaning of the meaning of travel is not connected with something physical, no anymore, and that create a problem. Especially because if you think that traveling always was important in cinema, not only because there are some let's say technique who were indicated as traveling, or some methodologies who were considered as a metaphor of traveling, but also because cinema was associated with the idea of imaginary traveling all the time. So the question, in my view, to consider is: if we lost this possibility of traveling, what is going to be next? So basically, those were the 3 points I would like to pick up. And as I say, this is a very, very open area. And there are a quite big literature and always good question marks. So my recommended reading for this is again a book, the book from Kevin Robbins, in which he basically discussed this. I mean, will images move us still? That's clear. Even the title just giving indication of what he's planning to do. And then I have, well, some other suggested reading about the less and the idea of modernity in cinematography, coming from Drassens. I think that is interesting. Baudrillard, indeed, who was an author who has been discussing quite in a length this problem. Dominique Chateau, she discussed cinema and philosophy, chapter 5, I think, is interesting. Gortz, who have a book called L'Immateriel, which is, I think, is interesting because he analyzed the idea of knowledge, value, and capital, and try to explain how that is connected with cinematography. Then from the book I already mentioned before, Cinema and Science, there are two or three articles which is, I think, are very interesting. From Deleuze and Guattari, What is Philosophy? I think the conclusion is very interesting and could be useful. From Régis Debray, Life and Death of Images, I think the part 3 could be interesting. From Neirat is a recent book. I don't think there is an English version of it. The Image Outside the Image, which is, I think, chapter 7 and conclusion are interesting. And then from Gerberot, we already used that book, part 3 and conclusion. And again, Martin J, chapter 10. Well, all of them, in one way or the other, discuss issues who they believe can give you a picture of what we can expect from cinematography in the future, how that situation can affect us. So that was basically what was the short discussion I was planning to do today. One final remark is that you need to produce an essay, and a bibliographical work first, and then the essay. So my suggestion is, as I did at the beginning of the course, I do it again at the end, is that you do the recommended reading, which is not quite a lot. Then you picking up here and there some readings following your instincts, if you want, or your pleasure, if you want, or your intellectual interest. And then you decide more or less the area that you would like to do the essay. My advice is be as specific as much as possible. As more specific you are, better it is. That is why I suggest and I demand from you to choose a film to produce the essay, because I think having a film is like having an anchor for you, and the film will force to you to keep focus in a single element, and not that many at the end you cannot produce the essay. But I guess this aspect we are going to discuss within the supervision. So I think that was it. Thank you.